I've been getting some marketing emails from HBO, and they're making a big mistake. I consider this a big email marketing fail. And I don't know the exact reason behind it. I have some ideas, but I wanted to share this with you as a case study of a mistake that you might be making with your email marketing, or clients might be making with their email marketing, and some ideas about a better way to go about it and how to fix it if it's a mistake that you're making. That's what we'll be covering in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So after having so many different streaming services and not signing up for HBO, we decided to sign up last week so that we could watch In the Heights, the new movie musical written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And, being Hamilton fans and stuff, you got to check it out, right? So we signed up to watch In the Heights, and basically the process that I went through as a new customer is I downloaded the app from Google Play on my phone, and I went through the process immediately on the app to sign up for an account and to start a subscription. And, normal, somebody decides, okay, I'm going to get this. I don't even know why you would download the app without deciding you're going to get a subscription, but I'm sure that some people do, right? So I signed up immediately. I started the subscription. And what's happened since? Well, I got the confirmation of the account set up. I got that email that says, hey, thanks for joining. You know, your account's all set up. You can start streaming immediately. That's awesome. And then every email that I've gotten since then has been, it's been sign up now, pick your plan, sign up and stream, 5 reasons to try HBO Max, don't miss out, sign up now, right? Like it's all this stuff that's targeted at me as if I never signed up for the service in the first place. When actually I signed up for, I signed up for their most expensive plan. What I'm not getting from them is, hey, thanks for joining. Here's how to make the most of your HBO Max membership. Here's what all you're getting. Here's some of the content in our catalog, some things you may not have known about. You've made a very good decision. All those emails that you're gonna send to a new customer to get them to be like engaged with what you have. So what's the fail? The fail actually comes in their email automation sequence. Now, I think that one of two things happen. The first one, giving them the benefit of the doubt, giving their marketing team the benefit of the doubt, is that their email automation works if you sign up through their website, but it's broken if you sign up through Google Play. So they may have tested all their email automation on their website and they say, oh, this works, it's great. But when you sign up through Google Play, when you download the app and sign up through the app, which, by the way, their confirmation email did know that I signed up through Google Play. So, but maybe when you sign up through the app, and maybe it wouldn't be broken if I signed up through Apple, right? But through Google Play, it is broken. Or they just have really bad automation that triggers this email autoresponder sequence, this conversion sequence, without having suppression for new customers. Either way, my experience of going through this is one of annoyance that as a customer who has just signed up for a subscription, I don't want you to keep selling me on the subscription as if I didn't sign up. I want you to reinforce the value of the subscription, or at the very least, just don't send me these emails that are that are really trying to get me to sign up in the first place, right? So in an ideal scenario with ideal automation going on here, what you're going to do is if someone signs up and they don't start a subscription, you're going to send them this current sequence that I'm getting. you know, the sequence that says sign up now, pick your plan, sign up and stream, five reasons to try, don't miss out, sign up now. All of these emails that are designed to go out over the course of, I don't know how many days I'm gonna keep getting these. It's gonna be all these emails that are designed to get someone to choose a plan and to get started. Whereas if somebody goes through the process like I did, regardless of what sales channel is being used, so whether it's through their website, whether it's through the Google Play Store, whether it's through Apple's iTunes Store or App Store, whether it's through maybe Amazon, maybe I don't know all the different places, right? And where the transaction would actually have to take place. But you're going to have automation that recognizes, okay, this email address, this person started a subscription. And then there's going to be a stick sequence. And the stick sequence is a series of communications that goes out after someone has purchased a product, or in this case, signed up for the subscription, that gets the person to engage with the product, gets the person to use the product, gets the person into the subscription. For HBO Max, it would be designed to get me into the content. So it would explain like, okay, here's all the awesome things that you have access to. Oh, did you know HBO Max has stand-up comedy? Did you know it has HBO Originals? Did you know it has movies? And it would point me towards these different features that are available to me, these different collections of content that are available to me to get me into those. And the goal would be to get me watching enough in the first month not to cancel. So in our case in particular, we signed up for In the Heights. And I know that HBO has so much more great content. But I also know that we have a ton of other streaming subscriptions, and I don't know that we're going to cancel those in favor of keeping HBO. And I don't know that we're going to keep HBO. I don't know. But the goal would be to get me excited enough around perhaps one of HBO's deep series that cover like Game of Thrones or something, where there's multiple seasons and you probably can't get through it in a month, even if you're really binge watching, at least if you watch as much TV as we do. And so the goal would be to get me into the content enough that I would be likely to stick for the second month and maybe the third month, and to, you know, keep me going. And it really, like, regardless of the actual copywriting or any of that, having this, like, all of these moving pieces functioning correctly, it goes a very long way towards being an effective email marketer. So somebody signs up and they're still a prospect, there's going to be a conversion sequence to get them to convert. Someone signs up and actually converts, whether they convert immediately or after the first, second, third, whatever email, transition them over into the stick sequence that gets them to engage with the content. And so, like, when you get those pieces right, then the actual copy of the email, sure, like, you can mess up the copy of the email, but getting all those moving pieces right, getting the right emails going out to the right people at the right time, will go such a long way towards achieving whatever kind of email marketing success. And so as I'm saying this, I have decided that this month's monthly insiders call for BTMS insiders, like, if you're a member, you get this as part of your membership. You get to attend live, plus you get access to the entire back catalog of recordings and the new recordings as they become available. This month's monthly insiders call is going to be on strategic email marketing for copywriters. And so, like, just designing these sequences would be one part of it, but there's so much more in terms of deciding which emails need to go out. And then the actual copywriting part of it, you know, it's definitely important, but deciding which emails need to go out when is, it's the first huge decision that you need to make in order to create email marketing success. And oftentimes with clients, you know, it's deciding not just the copy that I write as, like, the centerpiece of the campaign, but what are all the different follow-up sequences that are in place around the actual sales message, and how do those maximize the success that we're able to create with the core selling message. And when you get that stuff right, it becomes all the more powerful. So if you are interested in BTMS Insiders, the Insiders call is going to take place on June 24th, 2021. And if you sign up today, you'll be able to access for the live call, plus you'll get the recording afterwards. You'll be able to stream it immediately. Now, like HBO Max, like Netflix, BTMS Insiders is a streaming subscription focused around copywriting and marketing training. And so you actually get access to the entire catalog immediately when you sign up, and then you get to stream as much as you'd like, binge it, or, you know, drip it out over time and watch every bit of training in there as much as you'd like while you are a member. So I'll include a link to BTMS Insiders with today's episode. And my name is Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I would love it if you'd leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this thinking about email marketing and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How are you going to, are you going to make changes to how your email marketing is working? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.